This was not a social call.
Good morning, Colonel Watkins. To what do I owe this honor? Gabe extended a hand that he hoped had not yet started to sweat. No worries. It was ignored. He swallowed hard, glancing at the MPs at attention behind the base commander. As a civilian, albeit government employee, Gabe wasn't sure whether he was safer or not, possibly even more vulnerable. If he were to suddenly disappear, who would know, much less care? His niece, Francesca, but she didn't even know where he was, only that he'd be gone a while on a consulting job. For all she knew, he could have been eaten by a crocodile in the Amazon.
What is your interest in the components for that robot?
Watkins demanded, icy, dark-eyed gaze boring into him like steel rods. Gabe swallowed hard. I was hoping to, reassemble it, sir, he replied, sweat slithering down from his temples.
Oh, really? And you have the skills to do that?
Well, actually, yes, I do, he fibbed. After all, he did design and build the ECV.
Indeed. And why exactly would you want to do that?
I thought that it might contain, information. Information that would be useful in my analysis of the botanical life form, the one I'm studying, from the same incident, up there in Utah.
So tell me, what have you discovered since that time regarding that life form, Greenlee?
Well, it appears similar to the wood sorrel, more specifically oxalis.
No, Greenlee, you know exactly what I mean. Maybe at NASA, talking to yourself is only considered eccentric. Here, it is considered suspicious.
Gabe's heart rate kicked up another notch as he hyperventilated. Do you mind if we discuss this in my office? He said hoarsely. If he didn't sit down, soon he'd probably pass out.